Hello, it's blog time again. I want to start off by telling you about a fantastic award that we've won in the last few days. The PLOD scheme, the scheme for liaison with our deaf communities, has won a national award for community impact from members of the deaf community. I'm really pleased for members of the team who were able to go to Manchester to collect that award. And the award was presented by Naga Manchetti, who you may see read the news in the morning and present on BBC TV. It's a fantastic, fantastic achievement for a lot of people who've worked really hard on British Sign Language and transformed what we do. So I'm thrilled to bits for them. Other bits and pieces from last week. I was present at the Warning Zone when they opened their cybercrime area, which is just fantastic. And I'd like to thank Dave Sandel and the team from SEOPS for their involvement in that. Warning Zone sees about 90% of all Year 6 children across Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland go through it in a typical year, and they get some really good crime prevention messages. Last couple of things, I welcome this week Michael Mulqueen as our first ever direct entry superintendent. He'll be spending a couple of weeks around the force seeing what we do. Please make him welcome and show him what we do. He brings with him great skills from his work with the National Police Chiefs Council as an academic advising around intelligence and information management. And lastly, some rugby stuff. Grudgingly, I suppose I must wish our Celtic brothers and sisters well as they go forward. I want to thank everybody who's done a fantastic job policing the Rugby World Cup in Leicester. Over 90,000 people attended the games in the city and in the fan zone. They've all had a great time. No arrests, no ejections from the games, really, really positively policed, so thank you very much. And a great thing for the city of Leicester to be on the world stage. And finally, some other sorts of awards. Four of our colleagues played for the English police on Saturday against Australian police at rugby. Unfortunately, they lost. And special congratulations to Special Constable Chiara Vincent, who, as well as being a casualty doctor who volunteers to be a special constable, made her debut for British Police Women's Rugby at the weekend, and they beat the Americans.